Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Shoulders are relaxed and elbows are relaxed and hands on your lap. And softly close your physical eyes and the tongue off the phone. And then let's open up our inner eye. By imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by looking at this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions and you start sensing the energy around you. So this simple step brings you to somewhere else. The state of mind is very different now. So observe this. Where did you come? You can say that, yes, everything has changed. I'm comfortably grounded and I feel safe and my consciousness is much freer and my body seems so light and the air around me is not just the air, something else. Some kind of energy here. And so many thoughts, feelings, and emotions and memories, everything is floating in this space. And you might feel that all of your baggage in your mind start dropping off through this line one by one. Or at least you can notice that a more sensitive state of mind. You feel more heaviness, stiffness, uncomfortableness with your body. Even you start paying more. And you feel more mind chatter. You know, everything is fine, including physical pain. Just observe. It's okay. This pain doesn't kill you. Just observe. Observe pain itself. Observe suffer. Observe all grievances. You are safe right now, this moment. Okay, now today, let's observe jewels on this long straight line. You know, you are carrier of at least 7 jewels. Beautiful shining jewels in your body. It's an energy center. You know, first chakra, second chakra, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chakra. So each chakra is shining beautifully. So look at your first chakra. It's on this grounding line and very close area of the base of the spine. So you feel first chakra, beautiful jewel, your own jewel. How about second one? What kind of color you can feel? The size, maybe this chakra is spinning, rotating. You can distinguish the difference in between our first chakra and the second one. Little bit different feeling of the energy. And how about third one? Your beautiful shining third jewel is in the center of the solar plexus. And the fourth one, the very center of the chest. Then fifth one, center of your throat. Sixth one is your third chakra. And seventh is on the top. So feel and observe seven jewels. Beautiful. Remember, even when you are so depressed, upset, and with grief, anger, these jewels are still beautifully shining. So now, slowly bring your consciousness onto the first chakra, first jewel. This chakra, this beauty, this energy, this shine is from your parents. What you received from your parents, what kind of qualities you took over from your parents? You can think, you can try to remember. With the sight of this chakra. What did your father give you? How about mother? This time, don't think about any painful, hard experience with your parents. Just try to focus on the goodness you received from them. Didn't you receive a sense of humor, artistic sense? Well, what? So try to pick up as many as possible. What do I get from my parents? From dad and from mom? What kind of qualities? Well, you can say, for example, well, my father is not so good father and not a good husband from my observation, but at least I can say that he is searching freedom. He loves freedom. He wants to experience freedom. Me too. So, well, freedom is in common. Freedom is your theme. Freedom is in us. It's the same quality. I took over the quality of freedom from my father. Well, my mother is not a patient person. My mother is short-tempered. My mother is weak. My mother is alcoholic. Well, but my mother is so sensitive. Her sensitivity is so abundant. So, and that's why he sees she can't deal with it. Well, me too. I'm a sensitive person. I feel I'm vulnerable, but I sense everything more than others. Well, then sensitivity is in common. Sensitivity is in my jewel. Okay, the qualities you are sharing with your parents are here, the base of your spine, sit there, spinning there, shining there, want to be shared more and more. Then keeping the sense of that beauty of that jewel, let's bring our consciousness onto the second chakra, second jewel, lower abdomen. Think of your intimate relationship so far. That relationship, or those relationships, or current relationship, what the relationship or what the partner gave you? Don't focus on any painful experience in your intimate relationships. Right now, please try to focus on what you can appreciate to that relationship. What did you share? What kind of qualities you share with your partner? Or if you like, you can kind of fantasize what kind of a partnership you like to have in future, and what kind of qualities you like to share. You can do so if you like. Like gentleness, compassion, kindness, and sensitivity, plus strength, stability, passion, playfulness, creativity, laughter, and health, full of hope. And as you feel, as you sense, you strengthen and increasing the quality in you. We forgot to what we received. We remember how we are hurt, but we tend to forget what we received. We received from our parents, we received our close relationships. Every one of them who appeared in your life gave you big amount of qualities. And you keep it, hold it, and you are sharing, and you can share more by noticing it, by admitting it, by realizing how much you have. Okay, keeping the sense of two chakras, let's bring up our consciousness onto the third one. So, can you find the beautiful one there? The stomach area. This one shows you what you received through all the experiences with society, group, schools, office, companies, your friend circle. So you enter grade school and we all of us have had long school days, and sometimes it was tough. You know, you have to deal with big groups, but you received a lot. Don't focus on the hard times. Try to remember what you received from the grade school, middle school, high school, college, and the first company, first office, job place, close friend circle, or volunteer group. You know, any kind of group. What did you receive? You know, even when you felt you had a hard time, you had some kind of connection with them. If there is no connection, you didn't see that condition and circumstances. You have a connection, that's why there is a perception. So try to search the connection there. You received. You received a lot of love, joy. You are admitted, you are welcomed. You had a chance to help someone, or you have a chance to be helped. And now you notice that there are three beautiful, abundant jewels there, and lot of qualities you received there. And in order to keep them, you like to share more and experience those qualities through the heart chakras. So all the qualities, all the beauty, all the shining light is coming up to the center of your chest, and that light is going out to the front. And at the same time, from above your head, the light of Holy Spirit coming down through the seventh chakra, sixth chakra, and fifth chakra, and come to the chest, and the light of Holy Spirit and your three chakras light all merged and mixed and coming out to the front and gradually to the side, to the behind, and to all directions. Your heart is to share. Your heart is so shining and bright in order to share. Your heart is the like a dam of the light and release. Everything coming to the center of your chest and released. And this light is reaching to all the people on the earth. With their appreciation and gratitude. The receiving and giving are the one in truth. But in order to give, you have to admit you received. You received from God. You received from everybody you encountered in your life. So keep the sense of the beautiful jewels. They are truly your treasure, the meaning of your life. And your task is to share everything to everyone. This is from Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 108. So, with beautiful shining chakras, put your head down slowly and come out of meditation, please. Okay, thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. Please stay here and receive healing. Thank you. Please.